Blaise Pascal, mathematician, physicist, inventor, philosopher, writer, and Catholic theologian, was born in France in 1623. He is one of the many scientists who were also people of faith. Science and religion need each other. Many people today, Catholics included, especially the young, assume that there is some kind of irreconcilable conflict between the two. Pascal was a child prodigy, educated by his father in Rouen in France. By the age of 16, he wrote a significant treatise on the subject of projective geometry. He later corresponded with another mathematician on probability theory, which strongly influenced the development of modern economics and social science. In 1642, while still a teenager, he started some pioneering work on calculating machines, establishing him as one of the first inventors of the mechanical calculator and indeed the computer. He also worked in the natural and applied sciences, where he made important contributions. For example, you will have heard of Hector Pascal's, a measurement of atmospheric pressure developed by him and others. Pascal's results caused many disputes before being accepted. He also wrote in defense of the scientific method. He was a firm believer in God. Following a deep religious experience in 1654, he began writing influential works on theology and philosophy, especially, of course, the Pensées, thoughts. The Pensées, among the many gems in that work, contains what's called Pascal's wager. That is to say, a kind of probabilistic argument for God's existence. Simply put, one can say, it makes sense to bet your best that God exists. If you are right, you have a lot to gain, in fact, everything. If you are wrong, you lose nothing. Throughout his life, Pascal was in frail health, and he died just 2 months after his 39th birthday. He was clear in his own mind that there was no conflict between religion properly understood and science properly understood. He wrote, "If we submit everything to reason, our religion will be left with nothing mysterious or supernatural. If we offend the principles of reason, our religion will be absurd and ridiculous. There are two equally dangerous extremes, to exclude reason and to admit nothing but reason." End quote. In fact, the person of faith and the person of science need each other to be what they are called to be. Pascal saw that behind the science, there was a law and an order which came from the Creator and his loving plan. He saw no contradiction between religion and science. One helped the other. It was in his prayer and in his scientific study, his study of church teaching and scripture, and in contemplation that he discovered the deepest truths of the world and of life. Being still before God for him was essential. He wrote, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." Today, let us do that. Let us find time to be with God alone. It will help us know ourselves and know God, and in these difficult times will help us carry something beautiful in our hearts. Blaise Pascal was born in France in 1623, 398 years ago on this day.